slipway. To hand a madman over to sailors was to be permanently sure he would go far away. We set sail on a sea with no government. Hail the king, raise high the mast and our bodies. I lifted you laughing. Steph touches my face and warns me of the fog that drifts from the mouth of another coast and which will wreak havoc in our course to God. To this I nod and watch a cobweb drift from the bridge of James's nose. What happened to you? I ask him. What happened to your eyes, which are now muted and white? He launches a pen overboard. How do they expect me to write with this? My arms feel light. Your laughter has diminished to an echo, and I am no longer holding you. The ship unanchored, the rest of us aboard. Someone on the deck tells me I look old. My hip, I say. Then a long look through the mirror. Lamar, there is never enough time. I run to the bow where Stephanie grips my arm. The skin of her face holds fishing weights. I close my eyes and see the sky rocking. What can you hear besides the ocean? The laughter, the wind song, the chains, the heavy crawl of the fog. I hear a bird above me, you, a caw, and a scratch of the foremast. There is such pain to its song. I understand, I shout from my gut, but from my mouth only a moth flutters. And now the bird scratches louder, its need to nest with the wind in its wings. I understand, louder this time, a flutter. Me too, says James in a laugh. I open up my eyes to see him disappear. I look up, and you are there, lifted, an albatross perched on the mast where you stopped laughing and sang your blues above me. Oh, what could I do? What could I do but sing with you?